Hi GWA, this is Wanna Taste, and I'm gonna be doing an unboxing of my brand new toy that I just got that I'm really, really excited about. And I've got my friend from New York, kind of sort of on the line. You're not gonna be able to hear him, but I get to hear him, which is great. And he is going to ask me questions just because he's nosy and curious and a bit of a sex type of person, and hopefully the questions he asks are good enough to paint you guys a nifty picture of the nifty toy that I have. All right, let's do this. Okay, so the toy that I got, it's called the Nora, and I got it, because I have Skype sex a lot. I don't know, is that a good reason? And so the cool thing about this toy is that it can actually be remote control operated by other people. And I can control like the speed, the rotation, so what it attached to it. And yeah, so it's fun. So it came in this very nifty, nondiscreet packaging, addressed to me. From Hiato? I don't know, Lexington, Kentucky. I'm fairly certain it was filled by Amazon because this looks like an Amazon box. I'm just saying. But they did do a good job with the packing, not making me actually look like a sex toy because I've gotten toys before where it like actually looked and I was like, oh, poor driver. So, alright. You think it's boring? That's not very nice. Okay. So, box one is open. You think it was boring when I got it so other people could play with it with me? Nice and not very nice at all. Okay. So it came out of one box, you know, the normal brown packing box, and then it is in this smaller white box that is, I don't know, 12 inches long, maybe? And man, this thing is taped. They really don't want people to get into this, do they? Jesus. It's a good thing I'm not, like, super eager to use this right now, or else this would be kind of frustrating. Yeah, I guess that's the point, right? Gotta make sure it's a brand new toy, not some used toy. That'd be kind of creepy. No reused toys. No refurbished sex toys. White box is open, and inside the white box, dun, dun, dun. Holy shit, wouldn't you know it, is another box. Okay, so this one is the actual packaging box. It's black with a little pink design on it, and it says, I don't even know how to say that. I sent you the link, right? New York, like, what was it? It was Love Ents, or I don't know, how would you say that? Love. I sent you the link of the toy that I got, right? Like, you saw it. You're one of the people that actually saw it. Or maybe you sent it to me when I had you do research. L-O-V-E-N. What? L-O-V-E-N-S-E. How would you say that? Lovence? Love sense? I don't know. Yeah. Lovence. I don't know. Okay, so again, another box. Black box. Another box. What you do? You can see the shape of it. An outline in pink on the box. More packaging. Okay, now this should actually be. Ta-da! Oh my gosh, it's so pretty looking. Okay, so it's got like a. What does it look like? Okay, so it's got this nifty. It's got a good feel to it. Oh wow. So it's pink and white. I guess what do you call it? Like the shaft part, I suppose, the part that's gonna go inside me, is pink, and it's got like a little clit stimulator bullet thingy sticking out of it. And then the yeah, it's not like it's not a rabbit ear thing. It's a yeah, it's just a single bullet portion thing. Anyways, and then the bottom part where the power thingy is white. Hold on one sec. Cord. Okay, so pink about, I don't know. Five, six. Okay, so I'm gonna say 5.5 inches. I'll have to measure this. Hold on. How long is a dollar bill? Okay, so before it hits the little nub part for the clit stimulator, it's about the length of a dollar bill. And then it's got the clit stimulator there, and then there's like another little. Okay, so it's about 6.14 inches. I'm so glad that you have a computer and you're able to look this up in New York. Thank you for the assist. It's slightly curved upwards, thicker at the top. Well, I mean thicker towards the tip, then kind of actually goes into a smaller point. Anyways, so the bottom part down here, it doesn't actually take batteries, it's rechargeable, which I think is awesome because batteries suck. I know because the new toys that I got, totally learning that batteries suck. I don't know, that's a good question. Let's see. So it's got this little black box in it, and let's see. User manual for Nora. That's what this is called. It's called the Nora by Levance. Okay. Thank you for choosing Levance. First released in late 2013, Max and Nora were the first app-based interactive sex toys of its kind. Our dedicated team of developers continues to work hard to bring you the features you want and expect from a sex tech company. It's mainly thanks to our customers. Our customers' feedback has allowed us blah 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 blah. Getting started. We strongly recommend viewing our video guides while setting up. Please visit blah 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 blah. Button instruction. Okay, so on the white portion, so the part that actually controls everything, there's like this little light thingy. And then there's a button, and then another button. So button A, and then button B. Okay, so turn off and on. So to turn on and off, I'm supposed to hold button A for 3 seconds. I'm not even sure if this is charged, though. Let's see if it comes charged. Woo! Okay, so I held button A for 3 seconds, and this nifty little green light turns on, and it's blinking. How cool is that? So tap button A for vibration control. That's awesome. A nice low vibration. And slightly higher vibration. It's really quiet. Can you hear that? That's the medium vibration. And then that's the high vibration. Can you hear it? New York. Okay, so again, that's on high vibration sound. That's just button A. Now we're gonna try button B, which is the rotating head control. Does it last 2 hours on one battery charge? That's awesome. So if I do like another challenge with Scotland, this should work really well. Okay, it'll do the. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh my gosh, it'll be a battery challenge. Can you go long enough to drain my battery? Oh god, it's more like, can I handle it long? Exactly. How many times can I get off before the battery dies? Okay. So now let's do button B, rotating head control. All right, so. Oh wow. That looks awesome. All right. So you. Actually it's like a little bit middle, a little bit towards the middle. So yes, the head part is what's rotating, but you can kind of see it since I'm staring at it so closely. Like I don't know if you've ever seen sex toys where they kind of have like those beads inside of them that are what rotate. So that's like right where the clit stimulator thingy is, like right above that area, you can definitely see them kind of pulsing in there. But yes, it is moving like the last, I don't know, inch and a half of the toy. Yes, yeah. It's not really opposite, yeah, but the part of the shaft that's like right past the clit stimulator is what's rotating with the bead portion, and it's what it's doing is it's rotating the tip. Not very long, but that's how it sounds. So you can hear that, right? And that's on slow rotation. Let's do medium rotation. Can you hear the difference? Wow. Look at that. And that's high. I don't know, let's see. Yes, you can see a little bit of a difference in the in how much the head rotates based on how high the vibration is going. Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to test that out. Okay, so the question was if what speed I'm putting it on will affect the battery life. So that's a good question. So that'll have to be tested at some point in time. That is true. New York's suggestion was to just masturbate for a normal period of time and not try and purposely try and drain the battery. Obviously, New York doesn't really enjoy the long challenges that I do, but that's cool. Okay, so cleaning and care. Clean your massager before and after each use. Clean with warm water and mild soap. Or sex toy cleaner, which I ordered some. It's not here yet, but I did order some sex toy cleaner. Dry thoroughly before storing. Keep away from extreme heat or cold. Important part. Insert with the rotation feature off. And then be aware of Knorr's curve during insertion. I told you it was curved, right?
We recommend inserting at around a 45 degree angle. How scientific. Okay, so let's see, specifications. Materials, ABS/medical-grade silicone. Size is 266 millimeters by 76 millimeters by 41 millimeters. I'm guessing this is from overseas because they didn't put in like inches. And yeah, anyways, 308 grams. The battery is a lithium-ion rechargeable battery. The use time is 120 minutes, and the standby time is up to 120 hours. And so with these nifty little pictures, it says that it's waterproof. Oh yeah, waterproof. And it's body safe, which is kind of redundant because it's a vibrator, so it has to be body safe. Anyhow, what's included in the box is the Nora, the Bluetooth personal massager. I like how they call it a massager, like that's like, you know, the nice way of saying dildo or vibrator. Personal massagers, yes. Yeah. And so there's a USB charging cable, a USB Bluetooth dongle, and a user manual, which is what I'm reading right now. The USB charging cable is white, just like the base of the toy. Okay. So apparently now I'm supposed to connect on my phone with this thing. So let's see. Okay, New York, if I drop you because I'm trying to connect and download an app, don't get mad. I'll call you back. But, you know, this is for the good of Gone Wild so that everybody knows how this thing works. I'm going to turn it off because it's kind of noisy. Well, it's really not noisy, but it's just, it's distracting. That's what it is. Distracting. Okay. It is really soft, though. I love that silicone material. Like, I've had, like, rubber, and, you know, I just got a glass dildo. It has this incredibly soft silicone feel to it. Like, I'm, like, rubbing my hand up and down it, and I'm just like, wow, feels pretty fucking good. Okay, so Gone Wild, the question from New York was that if the Nora could be controlled by, an app by people across the world, what would I think about it as a standalone vibrator or dildo? Vibrator. I would probably have wanted it to be more powerful, and that's because I just like things that are powerful. Again, I have a Hitachi, so to me, you know, I like power. And in fact, I have attachments for my Hitachi, so I really like power. I like it. I mean, it's great. I think I probably would have liked it in a different color. I'm not a really huge fan of pink. I probably would have liked it in, like, blue or purple. I mean, that's just me, like, aesthetics-wise. It's nice to look at. It feels good in my hand. It's a good weight. I like the angle. The angle's going to be nice to go in. Yeah, I think it's, all in all, it's a pretty good standalone. It would be a good standalone dildo if it didn't have the vibration feature. Yeah, I like it. I don't know. Does that answer the question, New York? Okay. I've never had a vibrator that had the rotation mechanism. Like I got that plush bendy at that thing that I think I used with you for the first time in New York. But it would bend, but it didn't, you know, have the rotation built into it. So this will be interesting that it actually bends on its, well, like
bends on its own or whatever. So, anyhow, now I am on the Google Play Store, and I am looking for the app called Body Chat. Body Chat. Let's see how easy this is to connect. There it is. Body Chat is for controlling apps for your Lovence toy. It features long-distance video call with toy control. FYI, GWA, I always recommend you read what you're downloading onto your phone, so that's why I'm reading this. Long-distance video call with toy control, long-distance toy control without video, long-distance play for single-person mode, music-powered vibrations. That's cool. It'll go to the time of my music. They had that. I remember I saw that at a Sexpo when I went to Vegas. It was called the iVibe or something like that. What's new? Audio-video connection improved. Increased privacy control for optional audio record feature. Add troubleshooting tips, better user experience, user interface, add button to switch modes during toy call only. People tab merged. Last updated on Valentine's Day 2015. How awesome. It is 10.16 megabytes. Okay. Back. Let's see. Install. Body Chat needs access to photo media files, camera, microphone, Bluetooth connection information, device ID and call information. I never understand why they need all that information, but whatever, except, fuck it. Well, it needs access to the camera because it technically has the chat feature through the app. So, which I will never use because I'll always use Skype for that. But it'll always be in toy only mode. Why mess with a good thing? That's what Skype is there for. Ha ha ha. 64%, 75%, 79%, 83%, 87%. Yours already installed, New York? Why would you install it? Who said you get to use it? You don't get to use it. This is the unveiling. You don't get to control it today, New York. You're just doing the Oh, you don't want to help anymore? You just installed it just for fun, just to walk along with what's happening. Okay, got it. I thought, like, you were under the impression that, like, you were using tonight, and I was like, no, that's not what's happening. Email address. So what is my email? Okay, my email address is blank, blank, blank. To taste at blank, blank, blank .com. My password is, oh, that's not the right password. Blank, 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 blank. Submit. I technically have a login, so that's why I logged in. I mean, I am gonna play alone, but I mean, yeah. And so it's got like a little friend. Well, eventually, New York, I guess you're going to have to create one of these accounts, right? Because you're not going to play it. Because you're not. I don't anticipate you buying the Macs because that just doesn't seem like you. So if you are eventually one day going to control this, you're going to have to create a little login so I can friend you. My God, it's like a Facebook friending thing. Okay, so it has contacts and people. So obviously they're anticipating that you do this with different people, which is kind of cool. Let's be honest, it's kind of cool. It's like it knows I'm an internet cyber slut. Okay. Hey, don't turn off. Okay. Settings. Edit profile. I am a female. Done. Oh, my nickname. Oh, it'll even let me do a photo and all that jazz. I won't do that right now. Done. Settings. Record. Oh, okay, so it has sound notifications. It'll record sessions. You can disable vibration and select your toy. Cool. Connect your toy by tapping plus. Okay. Okay, so it gave me a little code to be able to connect should I want to. And so apparently it came pre-packaged with a 63% battery life, which means that I get to have fun with this at some point in time. And then it has this like nifty little plus down vibrate, and then a nifty little plus down rotate, and then you can change the direction of the rotation. Which is kind of cool. That would be interesting, like in the middle of it, right? Well, I can tell you that for as a person that has a FYI, GWA New York pointed out that he doesn't have a vagina, so he wouldn't really know what it feels like to have something rotate inside of it. But having a vagina, I will say that having something inside of there with different directions feels pretty awesome. Okay, so it is officially now connected, and the light is green when it's connected, which is kind of cool because before it was just blinking. Okay, so let's do vibrate. Oh my gosh, I totally control the vibration through my phone. This is what someone else online is gonna do for me. Okay, so there's no vibration, vibration's completely off. And now I'm gonna do rotation. Ooh, it's cool because I'm like, it's in the box right now, I'm watching it rotate. Haha. Full power, this is what the vibration and rotation completely up. This is what it sounds like. Can you hear that? Though I'm in my room and it actually isn't that loud. I mean, like, and when I say loud, I mean, I'm comparing this to my Hitachi, so let's see. Let's turn the vibration down. So vibration's off now, just rotation. Rotation's up all the way. It does kind of sound like a blender, right? Okay, so that was the sound of that. So when I say loud, let's see. This is what I mean by loud. That's my Hitachi on high, Hitachi on low. So Hitachi on high, Hitachi on low. You should know what my Hitachi sounds like in New York. Okay. Oh my gosh, how exciting. So now I just need people. New York, can you create a profile, please? I need you to create a profile. Please. GWA New York is having technical difficulties. Let's go to my settings. Change password. Nope, that's not what I want. Okay, so let's see people. Did it give you an ID? Okay, so my email address is. Hold on 1 second while I mute this so all of GWA does not have my email address. Because I don't think I want that. Pause. Okay, so I just gave my email address to my friend in New York. And let's see. Now I'm waiting. There we are. Look, it says New York. And it says April 2nd, 9:58 p.m. And yeah, let's add him. Check. Okay, so it has you on there with a little green light. Okay. Yeah, so let's try this chat thing. What's up? Just get a ding? So it dinged at him. I heard it through my headset. Okay, so New York just sent me a transmission saying, oh my god, it's teledildonic communication. For the record, teledildonic is the best fucking word in the whole wide world. Teledildonic. New York is not the first one to say this. I think Washington was the first one to read it to me, but when he actually said that word to me, I just died laughing. I mean, I want you all to say that for me, GWA. Say the word teledildonic. Yeah, that's a fucking word. Okay. So we're going to connect and play with our toy without video. And so I'm waiting for approval. So. York says he's so powerful. For the record, toy isn't in me, toy is actually in the box, GWA. He's just. So, what do you see on your screen? Okay, so New York has the same screen that I had when I was just playing around with it myself through my phone. So, try and do something. Oh my god, he's totally controlling it in the box. Holy shit. You just switched the direction. Do you feel super awesome? Seriously, this is like every guy's dream. Like, it's like a robot. Come on. It's like when you guys used to do RC cars when you were little. It's just grown-up version of that, okay? Oh wow. What's that setting? Okay. So that is pretty awesome. All right. So we've been doing this for approximately 2 minutes, him doing that. And so I guess I can end your control over my toy. Let's do this. And now try it. Did it just, it disappeared? New York says he feels impotent now. Sweet. So I can totally control whether or not you control my toy. I like it. Okay. Right? I mean, how boring is that? You can control your own dick, but can you control my toy? Cool. So with both parties' permission. New York has pointed out that he can only thrust as hard as he possibly can, but he cannot rotate his cock the way that my toy can rotate, which is kind of unfair. But the good news is New York has a really big dick, so it's bigger than my toy. So I think that's okay. It kind of makes up for it. And that you do your kegels. And for the record, New York also likes to point out that he doesn't believe that he has a giant dick. He believes he has a plus size dick, and there is a difference. He has pointed that out to me on many occasions. I'm sorry, he says we're getting off topic. We're not supposed to be talking about him. We're supposed to be talking about the toy. Sorry. Sorry, New York. Don't want to tell people about your penis. So it gives the opportunity, with both parties' permission, you can record your voice and toy movements of your session. That's cool. So I could technically record possibly through this and post to GWA. Oh, that'd be interesting. And it would record the toy movements so you could actually see what was happening when I made a certain sound. That's interesting. Huh, I'll have to play with that later. Okay. That is awesome. Okay, so unwrapping of the toy is pretty awesome. Freaking cool. So, New York to California totally worked. Technology, dude. Fucking sweet. Okay, so I think that's it, GWA. I hope you enjoyed the toy wrapping. There will be a. You guys will help me decide who's going to use this toy first. It will be between. Sorry, New York. It'll be between Washington, Scotland, and Bay Area Banboy. You guys have already heard, I believe, my post from Scotland. That was the first NSF. I'm sorry, the Adventures on Skype was with Scotland. The most recent one was with Washington, and Bay Area Banboy will be posting. God, I hope by Friday. And you guys will help me decide which one of those lucky people gets to use this first. So, all right. Thanks, GWA. Bye.